Mix 93.3's Rockin' and Teresa Show, live from Mexico.
Good morning, Casey. We are live in Mexico.
That's right. We are here at the El Dorado Seaside Suites having a great time, all thanks to our friend Jay French at Ultimate Vacations, u.vacations. That's a real website. That's what it is now. Just u.vacations. And you can get all the info. Tara's actually using him for her honeymoon. She's already got it booked.
Yeah, he booked us down in the Dominican Republic, and I was telling him it's not common that you get to go on a vacation with your travel agent before you go on the trip he planned for you. So I really have vetted him, and he's a great, great
guy.
He's
the real deal, in case you were worried.
And if you're thinking of getting married, you got to think about getting married here. Yesterday was one of the most beautiful weddings I've ever been
to. Jay, come up here real fast. What did we call it? It was a sky wedding. Is that?
Yep, it's a sky wedding.
It was beautiful. It was up on top of our building. Gorgeous view. They just did such a good job. Adam and Sarah got to have their first dance that they've always wanted. They got to shove cake in each other's face. Okay, you got to go on our Facebook and look at the video. They start to be all nice and polite and cut the cake with their little forks and put it. I said, there's no forks in the cake exchange. You shove that in each other's faces.
Now, I will brag on Steve Serrano, our program director. He's got a video that we'll post coming up around 8 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was a really nice, very nice ceremony. I'm very happy for Adam and Sarah.
We just can't make this up.
Let's get ready for things we just can't make up.
Brought to you by The Village at Briarcliff. Don't miss out on Restaurant Week at The Village at Briarcliff. Your taste buds are in for a treat at Piropo's and Tres Mare. Restaurant Week ends this Sunday, January 21st. For more information, visit thevillageatbriarcliff.com.
All right, so our things we can't make up, all stories that have been happening this week while we were here. So, Tara, what happened with you and Rocket the other day?
Okay, well, Rocket and I, we hung out all night, the night of the pub crawl. We were really just buddied up. And at
She called me down. She's, what do you call her?
She's your therapy dog, yeah.
Yep.
Therapy.
Yeah. Therapy.
By the end of the night, we're at the glow party, enjoying ourselves. I see Teresa across the room, and I think it'd be really funny if we just locked eyes with her until she noticed us. So I go, hey, Rocket, you want to see something funny? Do you know what he said?
What?
No! What? And he covered his eyes. He thought I was going to do something weird. I was just going to look at Teresa.
So, A, it's not like she's going to flash you or anything.
Seriously.
B, would you really say no if she wanted to? What's wrong with you? You're weird.
I know I'm weird.
So, also, the same night at the pub crawl, we were enjoying a wonderful dinner. They made paella and had all this great food for us. It was awesome. It was just for our group. They really are taking good care of us here at the El Dorado Seaside Suites. But while we were there, you were telling me a story about somebody that was looking at you?
Yeah, one of the first nights we had dinner with Billy, your husband,
yes,
and Tony and Stephanie. This was the first time I'd ever hung out with them, really. And at one point, Tony just goes, Tara, look over your right shoulder. So I did it, thinking it was all a joke. Outside the glass, there is a strange man staring deep into my eyes, possibly from the nude resort. We don't know. And it was the biggest surprise of my life.
Okay, and then finally, I am feeling better. I'm good now. My gallbladder's fine.
Great.
But I'm taking medication. So yesterday after the wedding, I just went back to the room and slept and rested. And you said that you discovered something that we did not know about our very own Steve Serrano.
Right. Rocket and I had dinner with Steve Serrano and
his
wife, Charla.
Wife. She's so awesome.
And some of the other members of the group walked by outside the restaurant. So Steve lifts his hand to wave at them. I need to tell you about this technique. Imagine you're at the grocery store, and you want to see if the melon is ripe.
Right.
You know the hand gesture you might do to check it out?
Squeeze it, yeah.
Yeah, that's Steve's wave.
Wave.
Like
auga.
I was going to say, like when you're going to grab something on a body,
on
that
a lady,
kind of a wave?
On a lady.
It feels right when you're up there. You just go for it.
Steve, I'm going to tell you right now, it doesn't look right.
That does not
look right.
I don't use both hands. It's just one hand.
That's even worse.
No, that's worse.
It's just one. That's disgusting. And let me tell you how you know it's wrong, Steve, because whenever Rocket sees a good-looking person on the TV in our
studio, he
reaches his hand up and waves exactly the same way to the good-looking person on the TV.
If you ever hear us kind of stumble over ourselves on air, it's because Rocket is going auga at the newscasters.
And one last thing, I'm going to throw this in, only because you just mentioned Steve's beautiful wife, Charla.
Yes.
So apparently you've been replaced in your household by Lynn Logan.
Lynn Logan is obsessed with Charla.
Really?
I was FaceTiming with them the other night because they really wanted to see the room and Mexico and experience it. And my mom said, I saw a picture of you on Instagram. Who was that lady sitting with Steve? And I said, that's his wife, Charla. She freaked out. Oh my gosh, Tara, she's beautiful. She's amazing. I've never seen anything like this. And I said, yeah, Mom, she's really cute. I really think she's pretty. No, Tara, you don't understand. She is beautiful. So I've been replaced. I'm garbage. And my mom might not like boys anymore. I don't know.
We just can't make this up.
Coming up, tabloid.
We are going to talk about Justin Timberlake and his behind-the-scenes look that he's given us to his Super Bowl performance.
Good morning, KC.